Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Joniak.
And it keeps getting better for the Bears defense.
The voice of your Chicago Bears.
And in the backfield, Akeem Hicks. He takes the handoff, and he is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Fridge revisited. Akeem Hicks punctures the goal line.
Twitter.com/Jeff Joniak.
Shotgun snap. Handoff to Burton. To Cohen. To throw to the end zone. And he's caught for the touchdown. Anthony Miller from Tariq Cohen. And Matt Nagy pulls another trick out of his bag.
Jeff Joniak with Mully and Haw.
You have got to be kidding me. Fade to black.
Jeff Joniak, you are ridiculous.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Jeff Joniak joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He, of course, the voice of the Bears, and the pregame starts at noon on WBBM 780 and 105.9 on the FM dial. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. David, Big Mike, how things going?
Oh, we are really excited because finally the winning begins. Finally, the season begins in earnest. Finally, the Bears get to thin the air and kick a 61-yard field goal and beat Vic Fangio. I mean, there's so many good things that are going to happen, right?
Mike, whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. It'll be interesting to watch, no question. Tough place to play for teams, certainly. I mean, the stats and all these numbers, which I don't really fall in love with, but they do grab your attention. The Broncos win their home openers and are very tough to beat in the first couple weeks of the season in Denver for a lot of reasons, I suppose. But sometimes things get in your head a little bit about conditions or whatnot. And more than once this week, I heard about how the heat affected the Bears in Miami last year. So little things like that resonate, and they stick with you for a bit.
So, Jeff, interesting week at Hallis Hall, I think, at the podium especially. The other day when Mitch said that he could not answer, was told not to answer a question about the Packers game and looking back, I mean, I guess that was kind of – it took on a life of its own. How surprised were you that he did not want to look back and talk about something that I think everybody naturally just figured he would want to talk about? And what has been the focus of his preparation heading into week two?
Oh, I mean, the focus obviously has got to be on just cleaning up everybody on the offense himself, and everybody else has to clean up their own stuff included, and the coaches on down. So that's got to be the focus, and just flush it. You got to flush it. And I think that's a part of it. I mean, it didn't move my needle much about his performance at the podium. I'm not in there. I'm not watching. So I'm doing other things and going back to the sound later, given all the responsibilities I have. So I didn't get a look at it. So, but my biggest takeaway is this, and I asked this question out loud to some of the writers even. I go, you know, it's 7 or 8 days after the game on this. This is a unique circumstance, obviously. The open of season, all these high expectations. It's almost eight days to talk about the same things that have been talked about, and they want to get it out of their head. This, you know, they take this 24-hour rule seriously. And you can't do that, obviously, because you got commitments. I mean, even as late as yesterday, the coordinators are asked to talk about details about that game, and they're so fixated on the next one. And certainly, given the performance against the Packers, you just want to turn the page and move on. So I get it. No big deal.
Yeah, I mean, say that then. That's all. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah, true.
That's all you got to do is just say that, and I think everybody would accept it. Jeff, when we look at Vic Fangio, obviously – you know him very well, and we saw him do some great things with some mediocre talent and do some significantly better teams with some great talent. And I think that there is this feeling that Vic has the potential to put together a game plan that serves as sort of a blueprint for how to play the Bears. I wonder if Mike Pettine may have already done that. I don't know. I think that's going to be something we hear every week.
Well, with veteran coordinators, defensive coordinators in particular, this is a constant theme, and the biggest name obviously is Bill Belichick and his unique game plans for every young quarterback, and usually they struggle. There's no question. Obviously, you look at Jared Goff last year at Soldier Field. It was a disaster for him at a 19 QBR and 4 interceptions. So that's all well and good, and it's not going to be easy. Let's just put it on the table right now. Taking on a coordinator of his ilk and his experience and knowledge and uniqueness is going to be a challenge for a young quarterback and any offense. But as you pointed to, sometimes with lesser talent, he can muck up the game plan a little bit for you. And right now, the Broncos, while they have two outstanding, and you want to call at least one outstanding great player in Von Miller and some really good guys up front, Chris Harris Jr. on the back end, this is not a team loaded with the same type of talent that he was pulling the strings with here in Chicago last year and the last couple of years. So I think it's a build-up for Fangio and not give his players too much. He just wants them to play fast, and that's a common theme you hear with coaches. Doesn't want to cloud their head up a little bit. Just use their natural talents, which can still be effective, and they're gonna win some games because of defense this year. I just don't, you know, you got to match up still. And that's the part of it, you know. And I said this, and somebody said it to me as well. You know, he's not throwing on a helmet and pads. You know, but he's outstanding at what he does, no question about it. And it all begins and ends with matchups. And if you win your matchups, it doesn't matter who's coordinated.
Jeff, enjoyed your visit with the guy that replaced Vic Fangio, Chuck Pagano, earlier this week on the Coach's Show. And yesterday we heard from Chuck about how he grew up a Broncos fan out in Colorado and a lot of the past. And then obviously shifted the focus to the present and defending the Joe Flacco-led Broncos offense. What, if anything, did you read into the first effort from Pagano in terms of any tendencies that you could glean, and what was your overall impression about how he handled his first challenge?
Well, it looks like he did a heck of a job. I mean, the players are all, you know, they bought in, and that's the big part of it. You know, that was my biggest concern. Were they going to buy into a new voice and tweaks to the system? I don't know specifically what they are. We heard he was going to be more aggressive, and I think that showed. And I just there was a lot of aggressive play by that defensive front, especially early in that game, that should have set the tone for the rest of the day and for everybody to take advantage of on all three phases. But without it, it would have been an extremely rough day. But the defense, I think, really showed themselves. But True to any also defensive coordinator of vintage, so to speak, and granted he hadn't been a defensive coordinator for the bulk of his career, more head coach than defensive coordinator, to think about the fact that was the first time he was calling plays, as far as we know, since 2011, I think it was a pretty darn good job. But even yesterday, going through it, you know, 10 drives where they didn't have a mental error, a mistake, or a penalty, no points. The one drive that they did, three drives, I guess it was, that they were able to move the ball. So that comes down to it's as simple as that sometimes for defense.
You know, the thin air would indicate that if you got a 51-yard field goal attempt, you kick it rather than go for it on 4th and 10. where are we at with the whole Eddie Pinheiro thing? I mean, you know, as bad as the offense was operating, that was shocking to see them go for it on 4th and 10. It just didn't seem to make sense.
Right, and I agree. I definitely would have kicked the field goal. And so I just think it's still a feeling out period. That's the only message I could glean from that feeling out period with Eddie Pinheiro. But I assume that will change moving forward. They still are going to look at things, obviously conditions and so forth. But at some point, you got to start listening to the young man as well, even though this is his maiden voyage. He's a rookie, by and large, that, you know, you got to trust in me a little bit. And I think that's going to develop over time. He's got to prove himself to everybody, and not just from a preseason that saw him kick a handful of field goals. So that's all I could say about that. I mean, I agree. I would have kicked the field goal.
Jeff, you're immersed in it. You know the Bears offense as well as anybody out there in terms of having studied it, and you get prepared every week. When people from outside of Chicago, they talk to you from other teams or around the league and say, all right, what is this Bears offense under Matt Nagy? Okay, 18 games in. The first nine were great. The last nine been pretty ordinary. 18 games in, how do you answer that?
Oh, I always begin with creative. You never know what you're going to get. And, you know, that seems to tickle everybody's fancy a little bit. But obviously, you don't win football games just on the interesting plays. You got to do it, the blood and guts plays. And, you know, last year I thought that it was a little different look in terms of formations and challenges for the defense to try and figure out the shell game a little bit. But I think where you're driving at here is a little bit that the Bears, you need balance, no matter what. And so if that's not on the table, that's going to make it challenging for any quarterback. And so I'm hoping as they move forward, I would explain that, you know, you got to have balance. They did run the ball a fair amount last season. That percentage has got to get back to that, which it didn't, obviously, in week one. So, again, it is only the first week of the season, so you can't really develop, because every season is different. So whatever they did offensively last year as the basics, things are going to evolve and change. It has to. That's a part of the plan for Matt Nagy. It should be the part of the plan for every offensive coordinator to keep adding to the mix and finding what bread and butter plays are going to take you to the win column. And so running the ball obviously has to improve drastically from week one.
Yeah.
In terms of amount.
Well, and that's the balance that you seek. And you know, just talking about this RPO idea, you got to kind of lock in some runs, right? I mean, is that what Matt Nagy was talking about when he said the third and ones, I know what happened, it won't happen again? Don't you have to just at some point say, hey, we're just running the ball here?
Every team has to when you need to. Right. Every team has to when they want to. And so your offensive line, I do believe, is a good run-blocking unit. The interior three have the potential to be road graders if you ask them to. And Bobby Massey has done a nice job, a very adequate run blocker over the years. So utilize it. You know, that's my point. So you got a whole bunch to choose from. The buffet's there that Matt seeks with the trio of running backs. And, you know, you got to, at some point, that has to absolutely take place. But, like he said last year, you know, when the amount of runs get to a point where you're like, oh, okay, they really ran the ball well, it's usually because you've won the game and you finished the game with,
right,
you know, 8 to 10 runs. So that's always a part of the equation for offensive-minded head coaches.
Jeff, that offensive line is a proud bunch, but they had a bad day, and I think they're going to be challenged by Vic in terms of how he mixes up the defensive fronts. What have you seen that says to you that this is going to be better this time around, and how hard did they take that opening night loss?
You know, everybody took it hard. So, you know, a lot of the questions, and it's a fair question, like, you know, comparatively speaking, and that's all you have when you've got so many days in between games. You got to come up with angles. And reporters are asking, I don't remember who, but, you know, does 0-1 feel different from this year to last year? And certain players said, yeah, it does feel different because of the weight of expectations. I know Matt Nagy doesn't say that. And I don't say it either, because I only look at one game at a time, and I'm not wringing my hands and gnashing my teeth over a week one game, because I would say this is the same thing if they would have blown them out, because it is just week one, and you really don't know what you're going to get. I mean, who thought the Baltimore Ravens would have 600 yards of offense? I don't think that's going to happen every week. However, yes, they need a big bounce. And I just, you know, listen to the Harry Hiestand talk this week. It sounds like that they, like, really had it really hit them hard that they weren't able to get things done, that group, and they never got out of that. I don't hardly believe that's going to be the case for the rest of the year. I think it's a very good offensive line with a chance to be exceptional. They have the bodies up there. They have the continuity and the chemistry. And again, maybe it was just one bad day at the office. You also got to give credit to Green Bay as well. That defense is different, and different personnel with the same coordinator. It did play a good game.
Jeff, thank you, buddy. Enjoy your time in Denver, and bring them home a winner.
Thanks, Jeff.
Let's hope so. All right, see you guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.